Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Does this mean we're starting it now? To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson and from the intimate surrounds of studio Samantha Richards as Dane Swan clears the pipes. Hello, it's Swanee and friends. We're back for 2021. Year three, Dane. Are you emotional?
No. What would I be?
Just what an achievement.
Who'd
have thought we'd get this far?
Well, initially, the three of us who started thought we would have got this far. But then some arseholes tried to ruin it. Yep. And then obviously we went to a fork in the road and we went one way. And here we are.
We've thrived. The society's just gone to hell in a handbasket.
That's what we love.
Yep, exactly. Hello, Samantha Richards. And you're here.
Hello. I'm actually here. I'm in the flesh. I'm here. And you guys are here. And it's good to have you here.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
It's good. We've got donuts.
Wow.
The skinny person's had one. The fat person hasn't.
I haven't had one yet, but I will do.
Yeah, that annoys me.
I just don't know if people want to hear me chewing.
Oh, well, you know what I can do now, Dane? Everybody's going to be very impressed. Are you number two? Say something.
Number two?
Oh, I pulled him out. See that,
there
everyone?
There you go.
Yeah. And he's back in. And Ralph, do a wheeze for us. Gone. The wheeze is gone.
The person that probably can be mentioned, I doubt he would have been able to do this.
Scotty?
Yeah.
Because?
He wasn't smart enough.
As he put it all together.
Yes, he didn't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, just an easy trip to Perth and back?
No, it wasn't an easy trip to Perth and back. It was a fucking debacle. Like everything else in 2021, I feel like Mark McGowan just wanted to put his stamp on it. For some reason we got shoved into quarantine on like day six of our trip. It was actually New Year's Eve. We were in the beach and we got out of the beach and when we checked our phones, because there's no service, you're driving along Caves Road, it drops in and out.
Yep.
When it dropped in to service, we got text message from the police saying you must quarantine immediately if you arrived after the 21st and you got a G2G pass to get into the state and that had turned from green to, I think, orange and we were no longer free to roam. And anyone that had arrived after the 21st, so like 15,000 people, had to immediately, on New Year's Eve, go into immediate lockdown
for 2 weeks. There wouldn't have been enough apartments, hotels, would there?
No.
So where
you had to self-isolate. And this is 4:30 in the afternoon on New Year's Eve, Dane. How many people do you reckon went into isolation?
Out of the 15,000, maybe 15.
I was already down south ready for a house party with about 40 people.
Yeah.
It was a big manor. Called Caves Manor, look it up on Instagram. It's a beautiful property and we'd been there for 2 nights already. So we'd already had breakfast with everyone, we'd mingled and we were like, if we've got it, you've got it. I'm not going to all of a sudden give it to you between the hours of 4:30 p.m. and midnight. Yeah. So we abided by the rules isolated.
Can I speak to 2008 Dane Swan?
Yeah.
Your phone comes on, you get a text message from the police. Could you imagine if it was just that?
I'd be relieved. I know. First of all, how the fuck they got my number? I guess they probably have everyone's number, don't they?
We had to put it on the forms when you arrived. And I'm not good at breaking rules. Let me be very clear
but
about that.
That wouldn't be because you put it down in the form, would it? It wouldn't have been just because of the region. Did everyone get it?
So to get into WA, you needed a G2G pass, and on this G2G pass, you had to put all your, like your email address, your phone number, all of your information, the person you're traveling with, the flight that you get in on, all this information, so that if this did happen, they could track you.
To bang.
Yeah, bang. emails and text messages.
Debacle. Yeah, how was Christmas New Year for you, Dane?
I was going to say very uneventful-ish. We were meant to go to the Gold Coast, with my cousin up in Broadbeach, and then we're meant to go to Hayman Island for 4 nights, and then back on the 11th, which I think was a couple of days ago. But we had a couple of not complications, but a couple of little incidents with Taylor and the baby, so we had to spend a couple of nights in hospital, or she did, just for monitoring and precaution. But there was never any, the baby was never in danger or anything like that. But we just had to, and then because of that, our doctor said it's best not to travel. So the little fucker ruined our holiday before he's even here.
What an asshole.
He is. He's
write that down, Dane.
He's a little shit. You can tell he's, well, I hope he's my baby, but you can, he's obviously got my personality, just pissing my missus off regularly. So yeah, we went from like the baby moon. Like, who's invented a fucking baby moon?
I don't know.
It's got to have to be like a travel company or something.
Yes,
didn't it?
Yes.
Like, you know, Hallmark invented Valentine's Day and stuff like that. It's ridiculous, but so we're going on our third baby moon or something like that, and then he decided he wasn't going anywhere, so he played up a bit, and then while we thought he was coming early, so yeah, Taylor like, literally just sat at home for 2 weeks. I couldn't even come Christmas Day because she couldn't be in the car and stuff like that, just to be careful. And then obviously we've been back to the doctor, and it's all completely fine now, and she's going to have just a normal birth. So he was just fucking around. So,
naughty.
So now we're kind of ready for him. We're like, well, we've gone from, I think Taylor's, the way I deal with things, I just deal with shit when it happens to me.
You're not a planner, you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, so, like, I'll just, my plan was just when the baby comes, I'll just figure it out. Like, everything in my life, when something happens to me, I react to it. I'm very reactive, not proactive, I guess you'd call it. Where Taylor is a complete opposite of me. She's very proactive and wanted to plan everything and read 1,000 books and you know, watch videos and do these birthing classes. Probably the only good thing that happened was that we were meant to do these hypnobirthing classes or something, but because we thought the baby was coming early, she cancelled them.
Yep.
And they were, man, they're fucking long time. Like from 10 till 4, Saturday, Sundays.
What?
And it was the weekend, the Albion's opening.
Do you think she planned that? Did she book you in for that day on purpose?
Probably. But it was the only day. Well, I don't know. Probably. It's a mischievous little woman she is. But that was probably the only positive thing, that I don't have to fucking do 16 hours of that. But I had to.
That's a long time.
Oh, mate. I know it's a long time. And I would have been hungover. It would have been hell. But not that I'm married, but happy wife, happy life is what they say. So sometimes you have to do some things you're not overly happy with. But
so have you done any classes at all?
No, not yet. So Taylor, like I said, so we had nothing. We didn't have the room sorted.
Yep.
We didn't have anything at all sorted. No names, which we can talk about picking names in a sec. Fucking hell, is that a process? But so we've gone from nothing, and then we got home, we're like, shit, we don't have anything sorted. Let's get everything sorted. So I'm not a handyman at all. So
no.
No, you'd be shocked. So shocked. Exactly. So
do you know how to pick up a phone to ring a handyman?
Yeah. I've got dad's number. Yeah.
You're about to be a dad, Dane. So you need your memberships to Bunnings. I know you've only been once.
Grandpa's still alive, so he's going all right. He came over and the baby room's going where the spare room is. The other spare room didn't have a bed in it, so the bed's going in that room.
Where's all the deliveries going?
Oh, mate, fucking anywhere you can squeeze him at the moment. So Dad came over and unscrewed the bed and took it out, and then put it in the front room, and then whipped the bed back up and sorted it all out. Then we got the baby room sorted in like 6 hours, and went to Tazza and Lauren give us their baby drawers and stuff like that, and then so I sorted all that out, and now we've got all the. Try to speed up all the free shit that was coming. So the baby might be coming, but now we can hold. Speed up all the
free
now.
Yo, that free shit you were going to give me, can have it today.
Yeah, exactly. Cheers. So, but it's now everything's back to normal. So, so we sort of, it's kind of a good thing in the way, because we've got the baby room sorted like that. And yeah, so everything.
So what classes are you committed to?
Back to that. So we're not actually going to any classes now. I had to buy some online yesterday, so which is probably easy for me. So we just, I guess, when we're getting into bed or on the couch or something, we can just flick on a module and then just go through it. But
will there be the Big Bash on another?
That's what I was going to ask. Your attention span on the iPad. What are you watching, Dane? Oh, I'm just doing my module homework.
I need to be fucking spilling any secrets here. I'm not sure how it'll go, but like, all right, I've always learnt better in practical sessions, not theory sessions.
Yes.
So once he comes out, I guess, I don't know, I fucked if I know. I just don't know, Ralph. It'll happen when it happens. So, but I guess I'll have to just suck it up and watch a few hours of, I don't know, whatever you look at. I'm not sure. what we'll do in the birthing suite and that. But you know, I've been told they say it's like your favourite pub burning down. And that's already happened to me.
Yes, so, I was going to say, the Albion's already
happened. Yeah, I've been told it's like having your favourite pub burn down. And unfortunately, that's happened to me before.
So you will know what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so that's...
Does Taylor have a birthing plan that you're aware of?
Well, that's what we got to go through.
Oh, okay, you've got to work that out.
Yeah, so...
Do you know that, I dare say, Dane, you're not allowed to take your phone or a tablet or any kind of viewing devices into the...
I'll be in big trouble then.
Golden State Warriors are playing.
Yeah, well, then basketball team. Shit ass on the punt lately, so I'll be trying to stay away from the basketball, even though I'm live at the moment.
Taylor's in the middle of labour, and you hear this. Yes. What are you watching?
He might come in the mornings. In the morning. Exactly. So
could be prepared.
But now it's just got to do the birthing plan, which, well, fuck knows what that is, but. We got to sit down and do that. Hold a hand or something like that, and
hold a hand or something like that.
Yeah, figure that out, and then pick a name, and then that's.
So, what's your process for picking names? There's an app out there called Kinder. Have you used that?
No, I haven't used Kinder, mate.
It's
called Kinder. It's like Tinder, but for picking baby names. So you swipe left if you like the name. Swipe left if you don't like the name, swipe right if you do. And Dane and Taylor would have a linked account. So any names that they both swipe right on, they get a little notification that says match, and then it creates a list for them.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that one. I didn't know. Well, I went in the app store and typed in baby names, and I clicked the first one.
Okay. Yeah, lots of research gone into this. Yeah. Well
there's
prepared.
Some fucking weird names out there. I'll tell you what. There's a lot of names. My goodness.
There is a lot of names. Are we leaning more to a traditional name or a non-traditional name?
What do you mean? What are the differences?
Like a Robert, Rebecca, Jessica, or Apple, fucking Raven.
Probably somewhere in between.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Right. I literally don't know. I started looking yesterday for the first time. I hadn't. I'm probably not going to win the battle even if there's a name I like, but there's a lot of names.
So what you're saying, it's very much like how Sam Newman and I described a footy show meeting. We would discuss everything, everyone would get a say, and then we'd do what Eddie said.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what.
Yeah. Like I said before, probably Donald's probably out.
Donald's drifting advance. In the market, Adolf.
Yeah, Dane's gone.
Well out.
William's gone.
You're not going with a Dane Jr. or anything like that?
Well, I tried to push that past her, but no, that's gone. Donald, Dane, William. Yeah, obviously Adolf, that's out. Osama. they're about the only ones that have been vetoed at the moment.
Why William? Why have you put William in with Donald? What have I missed there?
My middle name's William.
All right.
And like my dad's name's
Billy.
Bill William. And my grandpa.
I thought you were like... listing all these tyrants of the world, and you're Donald, Adolf, William.
Well, if you ask my partner, she may think there's not much difference between them all. But so on the baby front, that's about it really. Now we're just sitting at home most days, just waiting for him to come. I've had my last hurrah. I've had seven of them. I've got three to go.
What's your due date, Dane?
Feb 20.
He thought
he was coming at 30 weeks, so but now it's back to normal. So
still about 6 weeks, is that right? Oh, what are we?
I don't even know what day it is today.
About 5 weeks.
I don't even know we're coming in today until we got a text message yesterday or something. I've completely forgotten. This time of year, no one knows what day or date it is.
Exactly.
But now it's just waiting. I've got a couple more. My mate had a baby yesterday, so we'll wet his head. And then got the McGregor fight.
Is that his first?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That he's helps. Having a girl, so. Oh, he's having one. He's had one. Yeah, yeah.
Likelihood of your son dating his daughter in the future.
That's what I've been telling him.
And how's that sit with him? Not high?
Not high, so I'll keep her away from my boy. Teach me everything I know.
So I went to the New South Wales Health website just for you, and it says about daddy sort of.
That's kind.
Dad. Yeah, yeah, I'm always thinking. And the key phrase I had here was make time to eat, exercise and sleep. How are you going?
For who, the baby or me?
No, for you. This is about for dads.
Like when he's here or when?
The build up to it.
Of sleep, exercise and what was the other one?
And eat. Yeah, how are we going there?
Yeah, no, pretty well. Yeah.
Is Taylor taking this into account?
Your
point of view?
No. No. Well, no, eating, sleeping, drinking is okay. Eating, sleeping and exercising is fine. It's the drinking part that she doesn't sit super well with her.
Yeah.
It's fine. Taylor's sleep's going on. She gets waking up early and getting ruffling her feathers and getting out of bed like really early, which is annoying me and waking me up. But
will you let her know?
I do.
It's important. Communication's important.
Shut up. What are you doing?
You gotta put your feelings across.
We're both pregnant. We're both going through this.
Are you eating for two?
How have I been eating? Yeah, not bad. I've been exercising.
You're back training? I saw that on Instagram. What are you doing there?
Just training.
It's your mate.
fucking please. mate, it's down training, doing some F45, and then down at the Renovator in Port Melbourne with a couple of mates, which is good. Start running again. So obviously I'm going to try and have a kick this year. So
it's good to be busy when you're a dad.
Well, that's why I've got the radio gig. I'm starting to put things in place on my own.
Noticed.
So
what?
How
are you finding room in your schedule to do a radio gig as well?
I thought it was going to be like, because I thought it was a football related,
yeah,
15 minutes or whatever. And for all those, I'm not on there every day. Like, people have been messaging me like, congrats, like it's the biggest news ever. I'm like, I've just got a weekly segment for 15, 20 minutes.
Dane, let us be proud of you.
You're just Dane the segment boy, aren't
you? Exactly. I'm just a pleb.
Swanee's segment. What's it called? Do you know?
I don't think
commercial radio you ever just walk in,
yeah,
then something happens. I think it'll be pretty planned.
Sam, yeah. Do you know who you're talking to?
I do, but do they know who they've employed?
Oh, well, obviously not, because they've employed me.
How did this come about? Did they approach you or did you go, look,
no,
I'm going to have some spare time because my missus is having a baby and I need to get out of the house?
I put it on my LinkedIn page saying that I'm looking for a bit of extra time. they got in contact with me and away we go.
And you listed Swanee and Friends as your reference?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Here's some audio clips.
Yeah, get a call. They called my manager called me, or not Pickers, he's too big for me these days, but Pitch, I'd probably say he's my manager now. I'm 5 years retired now, so mate, give a shit about me.
Small fish.
Exactly. So Pitch probably looks after me now. So he called me and said, I don't know, for some stupid reason they wanted me to go in and the last time I was in there was like an interview, I was actually live, but so I went and did it and obviously liked it and they're good people. They're pretty laid back and from what I've met them and don't take themselves too seriously, which is good. It should be a bit of fun. Like I said to Fiona Byrne, hopefully a little bit of football and a lot of nonsense, which is probably my strength. Complete bullshit and a couple of minutes of footy if they want to talk about it. So, I think I thought it was going to be Thursdays or Fridays, so I thought I'd have a few days to get myself together. It's fucking smack bang Monday morning, 7 a.m.
No, it's not.
Well, 7, yeah. I'll,
Dane.
You mentioned, I was like, 7 a.m. is a bit early, but they say between 7 or 8 a.m. Monday morning, so... And the Albion's just fucking kicking off again, so I'm going to have a couple of Sunday sessions. So I might not be on there by the time the footy season starts to talk about it. But yes, Monday morning's going to be tough. But listen,
you can always just go right through, like, stage your sleep on a Sunday, sleep till late on a Sunday, go to the Albion, closes, go home, shower.
I've done that before. Maybe. We'll see how we go.
Just call yourself a shift worker.
I don't know what I have to be. I was trying to think of something, but I had nothing. It's been a while since we've done this.
You have to be there on time.
Yeah, so that's what's going on in my life.
Very proud.
The baby, yeah, new radio gig.
Well, speaking of time for yourself, I saw, found this in GQ magazine.
What are you doing reading GQ? You obviously haven't taken any of the tips on board or any of the grooming.
You'll twig it or read the article.
What? Oh, God.
You'll twig it or read the article. The best prostate massages to unlock a new level of pleasure. A prostate massager could be just what you need to spice up a solo or a couple play alike. Here are six that hit the P-spot. Did you know men had a P-spot?
Is that done individually or is it?
Well, this is what I'm trying to work out. In a year where men have had to get the creative with regards to their sex lives or lack thereof, many will have embraced a pleasure point they've hitherto avoided, the prostate. Sometimes referred to as the P-spot. The prostate is a walnut-sized gland between the penis and rectum in which to credit more intense orgasms with the application of direct or indirect pressure.
Jeez, we went straight back into it, didn't we?
I've got a question though, Ralph. Have you?
Oh, could you reach your prostate?
Don't know.
Give us a look.
Like when you bring these articles to us, have you done any background research? Like, did you check out these facts? Did you do any fact checking?
For myself?
Yes.
I'm channeling one of Sam's Newman's great lines that I get happy. No, I wouldn't even say it. there's a lot behind me, Sam, in my life.
Including your prostate gland.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, so we're back in.
No. Well, yeah, so listen, I'll try anything once. So you have to forward me the link.
Oh, give it a go. And maybe, Dane, you know what? Out of the six, he can give us an order. He can rank them. Give us a list.
One of those Theraguns or something like that.
Sorry?
What?
The Theragun, you know, that's massaging. Yeah.
What?
That's what it's saying. You should be holding onto it while it's giving your own prostate a bit of a nudge.
Oh, good Lord.
Is that what it says? Because that's what I just thought about that. Well, I should fucking. Well, I've been doing it for years.
Is there actually such a thing as the P-spot? When we say the P-spot, what we mean is the prostate gland only found in men. Well, is that still the case nowadays?
So it's found in everyone.
It plays a role in reproduction process by secreting seminal. Anyway, so there you go. So like there's one of them. Don't ever look at that.
What is it?
How would you describe that?
Looks like
the Lee Wan Swerve.
Looks like looks like anal beads.
Lalo Hugo.
Oh, wow. It's got male vibrators up. I don't know if the vibrators actually discriminate between men and women.
Would you give the Lalo Leaky Wave a bit of a...
Would I give it a go?
You try anything once.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Where does the other bit go? That looks like that's for a woman.
I don't have two holes down there, I don't think.
How about the rocks off big boy?
Oh, good Lord. That would get your rocks off, big boy.
Got some girth.
It's a shame Christmas is behind us. They could be nice stocking fillers. That's, you never know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Stocking filler. You say it. I also had to ask you, Sam, about the baggage carousel because you've got a bit of an issue there, haven't you?
I did have a bit of a rant. I did a bit of a Ralph on Twitter, Dane. Did you see? You just bamboozled me. I could be so fucking thick. It must have been some... Not you. Oh. Qantas. Because everywhere... When you get back into Melbourne...
Yep.
Back into mask wearing and social distancing, but there was four flights that had come in the Qantas terminal. At least that I can see, there's four baggage carousels, and I know this because we were on number four, and all four flights were on the one carousel. This baggage carousel had so many bags on that the bags were literally falling off as they were coming out of the end of the opening.
Social distance.
And there would have been hundreds of people at this one carousel, and carousels one, two, and three were bare and empty. Why did they put all four flights on the one carousel?
Maybe there was only a couple of people working. And they
but can't you just go one that way, one that way, one that way?
Well, probably. It was my answer, yes.
Stupid. So I'd let the world of Twitter know.
Did they respond?
No.
They didn't?
No. Did you at them?
I at them. Yeah. I like Dane says, if you want them to know, and I wanted them to know.
Exactly.
But they didn't get back to me.
Exactly. I fired out the tab yesterday.
I know you did. Did they get back to you?
Yeah, they did.
I saw the funniest response of all time, but explain for people who didn't say it.
Well, I had some winning tab tickets. It was about $1,400 in tab ticket that I'd won. I hadn't forgot about them, but I was in lockdown. And then I was like, oh, fuck, actually, while I'm going up the street, I'll just cash these tickets or I'll put another... It was for the college championship. I was going to have most of it on the over total points during the hit. Fucking assholes, but it's always the way.
But you were thinking of giving back to the community.
Of course, no. So I went in and like it said, nil. And one was the Kansas City Chiefs and one was a West Coast Melbourne game, March the 20th or 22nd or something like that. And one said nil and one said expiring. I was like, maybe this one didn't work. So I went back and checked the footy scores. And
that was round one.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, well, Melbourne,
before they abandoned it.
So West Coast won and the Chiefs won. It collected. I was like, oh, fuck, well, there you go. And went to the cashier. I was like, mate, these are no good. Can you cash me out here? And they rang and they said, oh, mate, 6 months expiry. Bad luck.
Bad luck?
I was like, what a fucking disgrace. I was like, mate. I messaged Twitter the tab and I was like, what? Listen, this is where Twitter, you know, can get a lot of negativity. This is where Twitter's your power comes in, you know, handy every now and then. So I was like, I still didn't get the money back, but.
But you felt better.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what I have to do in a sec. But I was like, hey, tab, a bit hard for me to cash me 6 months when I've. We've been in lockdown this whole time. Yeah, sorry. Wrote back to me. Sorry. If it's over 6 months, it'll be voided or something. But you have to send them into the state revenue service or something like that, and then send it all in. It was like, well, you know, you think they should have
made an exception or extended the day.
Exactly. It's like I said on Twitter. So it's not like I had a fucking tab machine in my kitchen where I could just walk in and just scan it and just go me artist.
But if anyone did,
you know, well, exactly,
it would be dang. Yeah.
But it was like 6 months. Like, you know who wouldn't do that? Sportsbet. They treat their customers with respect. There's no way they would do that. But to be honest, I'm far too lazy to write into the state revenue service. So unless my missus is doing it, it's gone. Fucking assholes.
I'd get in touch with Taylor if you listen to this. Yeah. So my favourite response to that one was, the crack up about Twitter is you never know where the next complaint's going to come from. Yeah. But you know it's going to come.
Yes.
What do you think the complaint to Dane was? Someone had a go at Dane over that.
Did they? I didn't read the replies.
Did you spell something incorrectly or?
No, not there, which he always gets wrong.
Bless him. He's a dad soon though. He'll get it right. Don't worry. It'll be on his fridge. Did you mention how much the winnings were?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you're warm. Oh, it's all right for you multi, that you can sit around with those tickets back in you and don't even need to collect it. People can complain about anything, can't they?
Well, they can, but like assholes. I said, we were locked down. I couldn't go in the fucking joint. So, and trust me, on the run, I've been late on the punt. I needed every bit of that money.
Can I talk to you about the Renegades?
The Renegades, Oh, mate.
Yeah. If you really shit house, it doesn't mean you're closer to your next win.
It does. It was simple math science. It's simple math.
So if I'm in the ruck against Brody Grundy, and I lose 480 tap outs, I'm closer to beating him in the next
one. Okay. Yes, because the ball will bounce on its fucking head and go completely left. It just will. It's like roulette. It's simple math. If you've got enough money to keep doubling up, you eventually get there. It's not going to go red forever, and it's not going to go black forever. It might get double zero, which fucks everyone, but.
Do you take that well with
unless
that?
Unless you're on
double
zero.
No, well, only assholes go double zero.
Is that another jailable offence?
Yep. But
is it?
So the Renegades, they're on tonight too, so I'm in a conundrum because, like, I stuck with them and they won at, like, $2.60 the other night. So my point was, say if you've got...
So level staking you only down what?
Well, $8 million. I'm up now on them because they won the other night.
Oh, so you kept on going up.
Yeah, so I doubled every time. Because eventually,
oh my God,
they're going to win. So if you have a $10 bet, you have $10, then $20, then $40, then $8. Eventually, when they win, you win your original Steak.
Have you heard about the grain of rice on the chessboard?
The what?
the grain of rice on the chessboard.
No.
If you keep doubling that grain of rice, it doesn't get to halfway until you've got enough rice to feed the world.
What?
That's how quickly, if you keep doubling up, you can actually just do your ass.
Yeah, I know, but like, but it's simple math. I call it simple math science. It's
very simple math science.
It's simple math science.
Simple math science. Science, Ralph?
That eventually simple no one goes. Science. No one in pro, if we're talking about B grade fucking footy or, you know, D grade,
which
reserve,
I know, which I'm familiar with.
When you're talking elite sport, there's no side who goes undefeated. There's no side goes undefeated. And no side goes without a loss, without a win. It just doesn't happen. So
has that happened to the D's?
He's got me stuck here because like so
and especially in a 2020 game where all one bloke has to do is get hot and go for 60 off 30 or something and they're home. Now, yes, the Renegades are fucking horrible. They have been, but I support the Renegades, and I actually my manager or my manager's boss Pickers. I think he's on the board, man. Even I message, I go, mate, what the fuck is going on with the Renegades? I
said, did he write back to you?
Yeah, he goes, well, he's on the board, so I don't want to say what he said. But he was encouraging in their form. Yeah, he goes, they'll be right. They're very young. Yeah. Stick with them. But they got the job done. Yeah, did you watch that game?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I was ready to kick the towels. I now watch it just because
I know where you are.
But Narby came from nowhere and he smacked them and got us home. So they were $2.57. So in the end, I've come out okay. But tonight I'm in a conundrum because they're about $2.10 a night or something like that. And they play the Heat. And I like watching the Heat play because I've got guys like Chris Lynn and stuff like that. So I can't jump off the Renegades now because they're going to go on a run. It's just simple math science.
You're in hospital. There's two doors, and you've got your life threatening foot injury that you had. In one door is the world's best surgeon. The other one is a guy whose last 10 patients they're now nicknamed Lefty because they had to get their right leg removed. You're going to go to that doctor, are you? Because he's due for
now. Listen, I'd have a good hard long think about it. I'd have a think about it.
Right.
It doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to, but no, if I had 12 feet and I'd been in there every time, then I would. If I had 12 feet and I had my feet.
Sometimes the way that his brain works to get to the logic.
Well, because if I'd had 12 feet and I'd been in with him every time, chances are the next one's fucking smack bang on. So my answer is I wouldn't go in there if I'd the first time because what? I wouldn't go in there first time, but if I'd stuck with him for like you with this fucking podcast, eventually we're gonna get a good one. Eventually we're gonna get a good one with you, Ralph. So that's my point. You're right, buddy?
Oh, I love
that. Well, I'll say that's a simple math science. That's what it is.
Stop with that saying.
It is. It's what it is. Now,
someone's going to come at you on Twitter like when they did with the rocket surgery comment.
Yeah, well, did the GWS go undefeated in their first year?
Well, no.
What about the Suns?
Did they win one game? Sure
of it. I think so.
There you go. So that would have been fucking $3-4 every game. They win one, bang, you've quadrupled your money. That's my point. So, and you Patriots, they lost in the Super Bowl. You backed against them every time, eventually, or you backed them to lose.
You described a lot of racing people with winks there, which was good fun back on the other side of
it. No, Bob Black, I was the one who did it. But horse race is different. It's not a two-horse race where the cricket is a two-horse race. What? Well, there's not two horses in a race.
I can't wait for the feedback on this. Speaking of sport. It's
math science, mate.
Speaking of sport. I don't know what you're talking about. Are you now a lawn bowls fan? Are you
a lawn bowls fan? They don't fuck around at lawn bowls, do they? No, my man is a competitive bowler.
Yeah,
and my uncle and stuff. They're down at the Port Melbourne Bowls Club.
Good bowls club that one.
Yeah, it's something down there down the bowl. Let me tell you,
real people.
Oh yeah, unlikely types get down the bowler, but it's good fun. Yeah, so they were just playing in Windsor the other day in the oldest bowls club in Where's Cracker Jack was filmed? The oldest bowls club in Australia.
Windsor was where they filmed Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wow. I actually thought it was the Windsor Bowls. It's called the Melbourne Bowls Club.
Right.
Yeah, but it's the one in Windsor behind Chapel Street. So I obviously lives up the road. So I walked down there and see my old man in action for the first time. I can't really remember him playing footy. So my lasting memory of Bill will be him throwing a couple of ends. But the Premier League or whatever you call it was playing like on the green next to him. And my goodness, they don't mess about. Like they had like a captain's call and like a rant. They sang the song at the end of the game.
Average age?
Mate, surprisingly, the lawn bowls, the Premier, were young.
Yeah.
Like, I still seem to think I'm young, but I'm getting old now in my head. But they would have been kids younger than me, for sure.
Yeah.
There was a couple of old boys, but, like, it was all young. And one of the guys playing in Port was telling me they have blow-ins. Like, they pay blokes, well, there's cash. They pay blokes from, like, Brisbane to fly in. $1,000 a game.
What?
Yeah, for, like, lawn bowls. And then,
$1,000 a game. Do you reckon you'd get that to run around at a local club here?
In bowls? Nah. No. And lawn bowls, not a hope. I don't think I've ever drunkenly, like barefoot bowls, I reckon I've probably thrown a ball down 10 times. That's about it. But they're very young. And also, obviously, the guys who play lawn bowls and stuff are obviously the ones who never knew how to kick a footy in that.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I didn't realise there's so much money in it. $1,000 a game. A
few side wages, I'm tipping.
I reckon there's good cash in, like, or not good cash compared to the other Premier fucking leagues. But I nearly fell off my chair and I wasn't even sitting down when they said there was there was good cash in lawn bowls. But I was half pissed by the end. Paul had a few beers and went in after the game and had a few beers. Very good social sport, actually. Yes. So when my body's given out to me, well, not that I've played in 5 years, but we'll see how the first couple of games go this year. The lawn bowls could be a thing to get me out of the house.
You giving them a go, Sam?
Also barefoot and somewhat drunk. Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Because golf doesn't appeal to me.
No. Really?
No. The only way I may start playing golf is if I need an excuse to go on like trips with the boys and need to start playing golf to go on like golf trips and stuff. Mm.
Can I just say, now that you're becoming a dad?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So maybe go on lawn bowls trips or something, but just don't have the same ring to it. But golf doesn't appeal to me. Like walking fucking 18 holes and hitting a ball that I can't hit. And I think I'm just too late in life to start practicing golf. Mm. So I think lawn bowls is something that later in life I think I could probably do because it's like, it's just easy. Or the game probably is hard, but like it's an easy sport to actually physically play.
Yeah. You know? So I've got to ask you guys, I think I'm okay at music. Like I grew up immersed in music.
While playing it?
No. What? No, just as a fan, right?
Yeah, yeah. But like...
quite knowledgeable about music.
Yeah, well, knowledgeable.
And randomly baffles me about music. Like when you say you like a song or like a band or something, they go, you've got the worst taste in music. Like everyone has the best taste in music because it's not like I listen to music and go, fuck, I hate this song.
Yeah,
like everyone listens to music that they like, so of course they're going to like the music that they listen to. So it baffles me when they go, you know, you have the worst taste in music. You go, well, in my head, I've the best taste in music because every song I listen to, I like. I don't understand people's brains when they say that.
That's a half brother to your theory about being relevant on Twitter, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
People well, I had the baby. Get relevant.
So this is I've got Spotify's most streamed artists of 2020.
Right.
Globally. Right. And as I said, I thought I've got a handle on music.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask me the charts of the countdown era, I'm all over it.
Well, proud of you.
You have a donut. I don't think I know any of these, any well, songs from these people.
ASMR, just me chewing.
Yep.
We're entering a new podcast category, everyone.
ASMR, is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's correct. Oh.
I'm thinking we're near close to the full set, Sam.
Okay.
Well, with him eating,
yeah,
that's most bodily excretions and noises we've got covered.
We don't need to do
over the course.
We don't
of
need to do.
I don't think we've missed many.
No, well, we got close to the old prostate.
That's what I mean.
Section.
We just need Ralph coming, and then we're good to
oh,
go.
Oh God! When was the last time that happened? Oh no, donuts.
Solo or as a team?
Hehehehe Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Spotify most streamed artists of 2020.
Yeah, I'm just going to, before you say it, I reckon Dane will know who it is.
Well, I'm going,
but I don't think I will.
10 to 1 backwards.
Okay.
How, just tell me how familiar you are,
both
of you, with these people, with their work. I'm giving you time to finish your donut.
Sorry. People love this shit, though. ASMR.
They love it.
Number 10, Travis Scott.
Yeah, great.
I probably could have guessed a few of these.
Yeah. I didn't think he'd actually be 10. I thought he'd be higher.
No, but how familiar are you with his work?
Yeah, fairly familiar.
I've already seen him at Coachella.
Nothing to me. Just nothing. Number 9, I've heard of him. Don't know his work. Post Malone. He's going for another donut.
Post Malone.
Yep.
Yeah, great. Fabulous. I think you partied with him at Coachella as well.
Yeah,
everyone knows him.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift, don't know her work, but yeah.
I would have guessed
number
her top
7,
five.
Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know her, but like, she doesn't interest me.
Well, probably same with BTS.
That's an Asian Asian band, yeah.
K-pop.
The Weeknd.
Yep. Same sort of The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Yep.
Not all over, but I certainly know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
You know what? You know the
There's
main
a song
to come out.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a theme song at the Albion. Can't Feel My Face when I'm at the Albion.
Yeah, most people.
Juice WRLD.
Your mate.
I would have said him. I would have said him, Taylor Swift. Probably Drake, but that's a top five. But
number 3, J Balvin.
Yep.
Yep.
Nothing. Because he covers the Latin American as well. That's why he's so popular.
Number 2, Drake.
Yeah. Come on, Ralph.
I've heard of him, but I don't know his songs.
Fuck off, Ralph. Now you're lying just for the sake of this podcast. You definitely.
I'm about to get even with you. But no, at number 1, Bad Bunny.
Yeah, he's the same.
I don't know Bad Bunny.
He's Colombian.
You haven't heard. He's number 1.
Oh, I haven't heard number 1. No.
Assume it's a he.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
The only one I hadn't heard of.
Yeah, I know him.
Oh, God, Ralph.
No.
So you haven't heard of 10 from 10? Or Taylor? You knew Taylor Swift.
I've heard of a couple
definitely
of them.
Know,
I don't know their
You definitely
songs.
Know a Drake song.
Well, if I
Your
hear it.
Your kids would listen to it. Yeah, exactly, if you hear it. I don't expect you to hum a couple of bars, but...
The biggest artist of the 70s, 80s and 90s, I would be able to name...
Yeah, well, that's just the world.
But because the 70s, 80s and 90s have passed, so now you've had 20, 30, 40, 50 years to re-listen to their songs. These guys have only had
I'm still listening to the old shit.
That's right.
Exactly. So, but what I wanted to say, so this is, if we were sitting here in the early 80s, you would get 10 out of 10.
Okay.
From these questions.
Okay.
There's no way you couldn't get all 10.
Okay. So in the 80s?
If we were sitting here in the early 80s,
Ralph, right. But in 15 years of time, you look back and go, well,
I'm asking you these questions to tell me, see how many you get.
Play along.
Okay, well, I don't want to play along.
Are these 80s artists?
80s pop culture in Melbourne.
Right.
If you lived in Melbourne, you would get all 10 of these.
Okay.
Okay. Just a disclaimer. I'm 87 and was born in.
You look good for 87.
I think.
Jesus, I wonder what you've
What's
been
the
doing.
Secret?
Yeah.
You've been using G massages or whatever.
I was born in 87.
What are you,
in
85?
England.
84.
84.
What are you?
69.
Of course you are.
And I was born in England.
Chinese year of the cock.
Pardon me.
Yes. Hey, so.
Yes.
Who was Strop?
I know that.
No.
Go on.
Paul Hogan show.
Yeah, Paul Hogan's offsider.
Right.
Who later became, whose real name's John Cornell. He was a famous...
Going okay.
Yep. JPY stood for what?
JPY.
JPY.
That's got in my head too.
You've heard of JPY, but at the time he was only known as
John Paul Young. I was going to say just piss
John
yourself.
John Paul Young. Yeah. I've heard of that name. Yeah.
It was all there was the graffiti. Was
this Johnny Young?
No, John Paul Young.
Not Johnny Young.
Johnny Young was host of Young Talent Time.
Yeah, correct, yeah. Okay, so sorry.
John Paul Young's yesterday's hero and others. Which TV legend hosted Blankety Blanks?
I don't know what that is.
Fuck. Oh, I do know it, but it's not going to come to me.
Graham Kennedy.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, I know that name, Graham Kennedy. The Graham Kennedy Show?
Yeah, so it was Sam Newman before Sam Newman. And, right. And so it would be like Cyril said, I got my blank stuck in
right
next door neighbours and you'd have then all the committee. Anyway,
blanky
that's how
blanks.
It yep. When it came to TV news, who told me?
When it came to TV news.
Who told me?
There's
only one word answer.
Bert.
Brian.
Brian.
Brian told me.
Brian Naylor?
Well, this worked for it because it's Brian Naylor in Melbourne, Brian Henderson in Sydney. There was a whole TV commercial Brian told me.
Right, no.
Everyone knew it.
No. Over my head again.
No, I like this. Woodward and Bernstein were famous duo. Why? I can't wait to get the feedback of it.
Woodward and Bernstein.
We know how many older people listen to the show.
Woodward and Bernstein, they were bank robbers.
Watergate. They were the journos who broke Watergate.
Okay.
I like to guess.
Anyhow, have a what?
What's up?
Anyhow, have a what? It was an advertising campaign.
Anyhow, have a beer.
No, it was a brand, and it wasn't a beer.
Have a
cigarette. Be a dart thing.
Winfield. Paul Hogan did it.
Wow. In the 80s, you could just, so I'm not I'm good. I'm not smart, but I know shit that no one should know or cares about.
Daryl and?
Daryl and Ozzy.
Yep. Lou Jack and?
Who's that?
Lou Jack
and? That's World of Sport. Bobby Davis?
Yeah, Bob.
Is that Lou Richards? Bob.
Yeah, Lou Richard, Jack Dyer, like Bob Davis, was league teams, was the league teams, also okay, on league on right. World of Sport. Who was the Women's Weekly editor? Huge profile.
Kerry Ann Kennelly. I don't know.
You're not a long way away from it.
Really? Patty Newton.
Now you're further away.
Oh, she's lovely, Patty.
Lady Di.
Lisa Curry Kenny.
Cole Chisel sang about her.
Flame Trees.
Kay San.
Ida Buttrose.
You know, Ida Buttrose.
I was actually going to say that as a throwaway line because it's the only, like, I don't want to say call her an old person, but it's only the old sort of person that era I would have known.
And K-Tel was famous. Why?
Who? Sorry?
K-Tel. Why was K-Tel famous?
What is
that
K-Tel?
One word?
Well, that's the question. Yeah.
Is it one word?
K-Tel. T-E-L. K-Tel.
It's like a Telstra? Like a telecommunications
company? They sold shit on their TV commercials, like the record selector. This is cutting edge stuff. That so your vinyl records, you put it and then you press a button and go, and a patty stacker,
like an 80s Spotify,
dental mate, yeah, and hair magician, which was a beauty, which was a razor blade stuck in a comb, so you can cut your hair while you.
Oh my god, we've come away.
Google that.
I know. Hasn't the world gone?
So next week, can you do one for me about now? The things that I might
absolutely
be out of touch with?
That you should know that you don't know.
That I don't know.
I'd know things from
Spotify?
The 90s, though.
I have Spotify.
Yeah.
Because we're paid to say that we absolutely have Spotify. Yeah. Of course I do.
That's why I was leading you into it, Ralph. I was leading you into
magnificent.
It.
Magnificent.
Ralph, if we did one from the 90s, I'd be able to participate. Like Aeroplane Jelly and all the Cotties commercials
Screech?
And bananas. What?
What TV show was Screech from?
Oh, no, okay, maybe I don't know.
Saved by the Bell, was that? You don't remember that?
Oh, see, that's still a little bit young for me.
Saved by, was it?
Screech.
Oh, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, like, now you've said it makes sense.
No. All right, got lots of messages here. If you had.
Oh, I found one too, actually.
This is from Johnny Vogt.
What's going on in the world of footy? Anything happening?
Oh, I've got a question for you.
We've got one here.
Oh.
Okay.
So I feel like because of COVID, I just tuned out from everything. And now I feel like I'm so far removed. Is there a preseason comp?
That's a good question. Yeah, I'd imagine they'd have to play a couple of games, but they probably might not travel. They usually play in
country areas.
Countries, but that may not have. They might just fucking play like Lexa, whatever.
I think the intention is a couple of games.
Right.
But
someone said to me the other day.
It's an exhibition rather than a.
Yeah. It won't be a knockout or anything like they used to
not
have.
Not the NAB Cup. That's not happening, right?
No.
Yeah, someone said that to me and I stood there with egg on my face.
I think there might be, they're trying to set up a hub in Melbourne. Is that the whisper you're getting told? Are you getting told that. Anything?
I'm not getting told a lot.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not getting told a lot, but I'm just hearing on the grapevine that there might be.
The last whisper you brought was Alex Reds to Geelong.
Yeah, he's in WA. Yeah.
Well, I told Stephen that too, who's a mad Geelong supporter, and he told his friends.
He wanted to come out here, but they can't because of COVID. He was all set. Right. He was all signed up at Geelong.
Right.
Because of WA's COVID restrictions, he's not allowed to leave.
That's bullshit.
I'm wrapped the way he's brought this. That's the type of exclusive he's brought to the table. I meant to ask you too.
Melbourne Hub, there you go.
Justin Langer, did you see that? That Justin Langer vigorously defending both, not just Tim Bain,
they did nothing wrong.
Smith.
Yeah, for the scratch. It's ridiculous.
No, but the bit that I liked was Darren Goff and Michael Vaughan.
Fucking moron Darren Goff is. I've seen that clip on the news a lot. I guess you can't be surprised at how the outrage people have these days for the littlest things. And I guess I understand it's like he would hate Australia because, it's the two biggest rivals. So I understand him having a go. But some people are just imbeciles and got nothing else to do and just are outraged for the sake of being outraged. But, he's a fuckwit.
But the bit I liked was that Justin Langer said that he rang them both and gave it to him.
Yeah, so he should. Good on him. And he probably obviously knows because he probably would have played against them both, eh?
Only 5'9", so he just passed the Scotty Cummings, Scotty Cummings benchmark there.
Yeah, but mate, I thought 2020 might have got over outrage culture, just getting outraged for the sake of being outraged. But
who's the best random angry phone call you've ever got?
I don't answer my phone a lot, mate, so.
True.
Well, obviously, Eddie. Eddie's probably the one because no one else. I've never really had another job for people to yell at me for. Taylor's given me both barrels on the phone before. So
there's the Cornella.
Yeah, mum and dad probably when I was a kid, but they don't really yell at me anymore. Trying to think who else. No, friends don't really yell at me. I'll probably Ed and Taylor probably.
From Johnny Vate. If you had full access to world celebrities, who would you get on the show?
So world celebrities.
Anyone. If we could get anyone, who would we get on?
Who would you like to get on?
I know. Okay, mine's easy.
We'll answer it then.
Scott Cummings.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're saying his name these days. Do you reckon by next season we'll be able to get him back in here?
Well, if he gets another job.
Yeah.
If he moves on from his
current job
I reckon would be a chance. Yeah. I think they've... They suspended him for. So yeah, I think time heals all wounds, wouldn't you say?
I'd say
sure,
so.
Yeah.
Pretty much healed over by now.
Well, you'd obviously, if we're doing it for listens and that, who are the biggest stars in the world? Fucking
LeBron James.
Yeah, Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor would be funny, I reckon.
One of the Royals, I guess they're massive. Yeah. Not that I'd have much to talk to them about, but
the only problem with getting them on is because they're still current Royals. They wouldn't be able to say the kind of shit that we want to know.
See, I don't think we're getting any of them on here anyway, so it's just a bit of a hypothetical. I doubt any of them are coming on.
Would you get Donald on?
Yes, absolutely.
I'd get him on because he'd ramble. Exactly. He'd be fucking hilarious. Would be good.
Well, if we're trying to, not that we really care about rating and stuff like that, but I guess if we want to get paid, we probably have to. But like anyone who's famous, one of the Kardashians, Kanye, fucking, like.
I reckon big name guests are overrated.
Yeah, but like they'll get ears from overseas and then we might get picked up and could be on fucking after Jimmy Fallon or something like that.
Oh, how good would that be?
Did Dave just say to you about kite flying?
but yeah, so the big names, yeah, it's...
Can you say hi to Lukey Fitz?
James Harden at the moment after what's going on in the Nets.
I meant to ask you that. So James Harden all of a sudden has to go.
He's gone, yeah.
Did he have a choice?
Yeah, he left.
No, he said he wanted to leave, but did he have a choice where to go?
No, he'd frequented the strip clubs in Houston too much, and now he's ran them dry, so he's got to go somewhere else. But yeah, he obviously
a problem to have.
Yeah, I know. You could tell he didn't want to play in there anymore, and he's gone. He's gone to Brooklyn, which will be interesting to see how they work now. Kyrie, fucking who knows what Kyrie's doing at the moment, but they're going to be tough to beat if it works. Now there's only one ball out there.
Correct.
If there was basketball was played with three balls, they'd be very, very hard to beat because they've got three of the greatest scorers, well, two of the greatest scorers of all time, and Kyrie's extremely handy. So if they had three balls out there, I reckon they'd be hard to beat. But One of the, like everyone's saying on all the sports networks, a couple of them are going to have to check their ego and not be the, none of all of them can't be the first banana. So one of them's got to be the third banana, and we'll see how we go. But they're going to be fun to watch. It's either going to be a fucking train wreck and it's going to go shit house, or they're going to win it easily because they've got they're the best big three at the moment.
Can you say hi to Lukey Fitz?
Nope. Okay. Hi, Lukey Fitz.
Just a question, but Swatty was my favourite player to play AFL. It would be awesome if Swatty could read this. So he's just
well, lots, Ralph read it, so you fucked up there. But you should ask me to read it. But hello, thanks for listening.
From M. Witt, Sam, what's more annoying, Ralph's wheezing laugh or Dane clearing his orifices?
Oh, they're on par. No, they're not annoying to me. You know why? Because they're just quirks. You know, the little quirks. Little. What are they called? Idiosyncrasies of my friends.
From Jamie, love the podcast. I can't hear you guys properly. Not a rant, just constructive criticism. Look, we're now in the same room.
Hopefully, and this up. Yeah. We've all got professional mics. Thanks to the people at Billy Hyde, by the way. They were lovely.
Thank you, yeah.
Out in Nunawading, they did us
You went out? You went that far?
Out to Nunawading.
Jeez.
They were lovely out there. They've set us up.
Been out that far, don't
I'm sure.
Probably done some cashies out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure I've been out there, yeah. Yeah.
Talking to the people.
No doubt.
From Matt Littlechild, is it true Swanee's pulling on a jumper FIFO for a couple of games for the Byron Bay Magpies?
Not that I'm aware of, but but listen.
Your manager's 2IC might have done
something. Yeah, well, for Byron Bay, no, there's well, there's no truth that I know of. Like, maybe you've signed me up, but at this point in time, I've no deal to sign to play a game at Byron Bay Magpies. Listen, it's a lovely spot, so I'm open, certainly open to playing a game up there. If it's the right time, obviously have to be in a couple in maybe May, June after the baby's born. But listen, get in touch with my people and we'll see how we go.
From Grant, is this the year of cryptocurrency? Who has invested?
Yeah, I have a couple, which I completely forgot about actually. So I bought it maybe a couple of years ago.
Are we talking Bitcoin?
Yeah, isn't that what I bought them all. Well, because well. This is another one of my theories.
We could do a whole show on your theories.
It was when it was just started to kick off maybe a couple of years ago, maybe, or 2 or 3 years ago. And I was like, all right, in my head, I would rather go down with the ship than not being on it at all. And watch it. The bigger disappointment for me would be, so I put 30 grand in. So I was like, I'd be more happy with losing 30K than not putting anything in and watching it go to a fucking million. I'd be heartbroken. So I hate missing out. So my theory is I'd rather put it in, I'd rather go down on the ship than not be on it at all. So I completely forgot about it. And then I think I bought them at like 7 or 8K Australian. Yeah. And then I bought like Ethereum, like I bought the rest of them. And I completely forgot about it for like 2 years, and then literally it was only like a month ago. I was like, "Fuck, what was that website that I've got these bitcoins in?" And I looked at it, and yeah, it was quite a healthy budget, but it dropped like 15,000 overnight or something like that.
I'm just channeling that fucker who was dirty that you had $1,000.
I know, me too. The tab ticket
didn't know about. Wait till he finds out that you Bitcoin.
Babies are expensive.
It went up so much. I can't remember the figures, so don't ask me because I'll get them wrong. But one of my partner's friends had forgotten that he had a wallet as well. He had like just chump change left in there after something.
Yeah.
And went back there and he had thousands and thousands of dollars. And Stephen was like, oh, I hope I've got a couple of cents left in mine.
Yeah, exactly. But did you read that story about the bloke today who's got a Bitcoin, got 7,000 Bitcoin. He's got an encrypted crypto wallet. There's 220 million sitting in there.
And he can't remember it.
Well, he's got 10. There's 10. You got 10 goes to get your password. If it doesn't, the crypto vanishes. Like it fucking encrypts and it goes away. He's got 2 more tries left.
Oh my god!
And isn't that funny? Because he's desperate for it. And the rest of the world is desperate for him to get it wrong.
Saying like, you, mate, imagine, like, you know what he should do to make money? He should like go on a live like a paywall, like a dollar. Mate, if you say you charge $10 to type in the next 2. Like passwords, like what do you think it is? So like all people around the world at this time could pay $10 to go in and watch him
the highest
be shattered.
Yeah, either shut it or win 200, or not win, it's already there. I'll pay $10 to see some bloke's life crumble before my very eyes. And then I was reading, and then the other story was like this bloke from the UK has got 240 million and he knows where it's in like a he threw it out, it's in like a landfill dump or something like that. Yeah. And the government or council won't let him go and get it. So he walks past this because it's too toxic with all the toxins, yeah, all the whatever to fiddle around. So he just walks past or says at this landfill every day, knowing there's 240 million, and that's US dollars. So fucking 350 million, just sitting in there, and he can't go in and get it. I'd be like, fuck this, mate.
You'd go in and you'd just go in.
Be like Scrooge McDuck, you know, just jumping through your coins.
I was just listening to a podcast called The Coyote. It's really good about this guy who ferries people across the border from Mexico to America.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it. But, yeah, for $850, he was swimming through a river of shit. Oh, yeah, 240 mil.
Exactly, yeah. Mate, you just pay someone, or just get everyone out there in the UK and go, whoever finds it gets 10 million, gets 20 million. Mm. You wouldn't have to do it yourself. Mate, imagine how many homeless people and like people who have got nothing would just jump into the shit. Find it.
Even people that have got something, I'd do it for $10 million.
Yeah, no, but you have to find it. Oh, yeah. So, well, that's the thing. True. So, like, but there'd probably be fights to the death. And then if someone's got it, you just, like, strangle the other bloke. So, it'd be like Hunger
rights.
Games.
Yeah, sell the rights to Fox and yeah, get
exactly.
Money well,
exactly. But, yeah, so I do have a couple of Bitcoin. I think I've got two of them, and then, like, I've got the rest in others or something like that.
This is from Matt. Was pulling yourself off to send a random girls around when Dane played? Sam's opinion also.
What's his name?
Well, we're not saying any names, but just as a random. But just let's say that was the case.
It certainly wasn't in your era because there was no camera phones.
I was going to say the effort it would have taken to do one on camera, hope it gets done, and then they take it up to the chemist to get developed. And God,
look, like the Seinfeld episode with the photos.
But don't you reckon back in the day, the people that developed photos would have seen some interesting pictures?
I think you actually used to get them. I need another boomer to be listening to this and tell me. But I think you used to get a cross or something on the photo saying refuse to develop or
really.
Yeah, it was like a censorship or something.
Oh, that's bizarre. But can I just ask? I'm asking you, Dane, because you're a male of this era. What is the draw card? What makes a man go, I'm going to take a picture of my junk today and send it to some women? Like what?
Random women.
Yeah, why?
Well, I don't know.
Or even women that they're talking to, because dick pics are not necessarily nice to receive, and I've certainly never asked to receive one. Yeah. So what makes people think that the person on the other end might enjoy this?
Well, I'd imagine you're probably getting one back.
So you do it in the hope, not you personally, you in general.
Someone would have give it to you first.
Hypothetically,
you send out a dick pic.
I can't imagine just firing them out willy nilly at fucking people to see if you get a bite back. But I'm an older era now anyway, so I've sort of passed that. The era coming up is even worse, and I guess because everyone has a phone, has the internet, and like by the age of 14, like you have to ring the house phone if you wanted to speak to a girl. When I was growing up, you had to speak to the dad and you shit yourself. Where now, you can just fucking slide in on Snapchat and Instagram and stuff like that. And it's
my girlfriend Tahan, David's been on here, David Reynolds. Tahan gets on the daily hundreds of them. Hundreds of videos and pictures. Honestly, she'll go, oh, this guy, this will be a dick pic. And she'll press on it. No word of a lie. It's a guy wanking himself off. Flat out on the daily. All the time gets dick pics and videos of people pulling. Like,
well, probably the guy enjoys the voyeurism, whatever it's called. But it's a weird one. But
so
if you are going to send one, make sure it's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, spend some time to make it a good one.
Make it look good.
Especially if you're in a public eye, because if it's coming out, you don't want to be disappointed with it. You know, that's one tip for everyone.
Don't send them at all.
I'm not laughing at that, but I do. It did give you when. Shane Crawford famously dacked Sam Newman on the footy show, and that was, I'll tell you if anything was made up and lots was, but that wasn't. And Sam got asked about, you know, did you know it was coming? Mm. He said, I would have fashioned it into something. Yeah. Just for, he said, I would have spent a little bit of time putting it into a bit of. from Dan, what's Swanee's method going to be trying to get out of changing pooing nappies?
I haven't thought about it yet. Like I said at the start of the show, I'm just a.
But you ain't a dog, so you got poo in your life.
Yeah, and I'm me. yeah. Well, listen. I don't know. We'll just. Well, I guess I'll probably. I don't think I'm going to be able to avoid it, to be honest. No. But not being home is probably a fucking start. But yeah. Listen, I think it's going to happen either way. Unfortunately, I pick up my dog shit, so I can't imagine why I'm going to have to clean my own. So.
Have you seen a poo explosion in a nappy before, Dane? No, okay, he's got something coming.
Well, I genuinely had to give myself like a 3
from the nappies I wear. No. A bit different.
A 3-year gap from my youngest kid to getting a dog because I just needed that.
You needed a break. It's a lot, Dane.
Yeah. From Sass, Dane, has the one-man Duna cover technique improved since your Twitter post?
No, it's impossible. It's impossible to put a Duna cover on.
Why are you going to get the Duna with the clips? I told you. Then the corner doesn't run away from you.
I'm not walking around like a ghost, isn't it? Stuck in it. And can't find my way out. I get trapped in there. My hands don't reach the end of. Don't reach the sides because I've got a big bed. So like my hands don't reach the side, and then you have to scurry in it, and then it fucks up. And then it's a lengthy process.
Could you imagine if you were short? How hard that would be to do?
I know. Do you have a king bed?
I do. Takes a while.
I don't even sleep in it.
Well, there's sleepy. There's dog. Yeah. From Lee, we'll finish with this. Are you ready to embrace the dad jokes, dad bod, and so on, Dane?
I literally haven't thought about it, but I guess I have a good excuse now, don't I? Well, yeah. In a month or so. So, yeah, that's probably the one positive about having a baby is you can have a dad bod and you really can't be canned for it. So there we go.
You got anything inappropriate to finish with?
No, mate, I'm a father. I'm expecting.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.